In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
So good morning, everybody, and welcome to our service on this All Saints Sunday. Lovely to see you here, and also those of you who are at home. Just one notice to give this morning. You're pleased to know that Advent is round the corner, and so we are selling real Advent calendars or Advent candles. They're on sale after the service at the back of church. If you see James, he'd be only too delighted to tell you more about it.
Since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, looking to Jesus in penitence and faith. Lord, you are gracious and compassionate. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are loving to all, and your mercy is over all your creation. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Your faithful servants bless your name and speak of the glory of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray that we may be strengthened by the communion with all the saints. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship. In the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord, grant us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will. So that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Alleluia, Alleluia. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people called out of darkness into his light, marvelous light. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
What do you do for relaxation? I like doing crosswords. I'm not a fanatic. I don't have to get the Times crossword finished before breakfast each morning, nor am I particularly good. I just enjoy the occasional break to find a quiet corner, have a cup of tea, and relax a bit. The other day, I came across this clue. 7 across, it was. 5 letters. Have a try. A good man finds help in a sober demeanour. Good man finds help in a sober demeanour. 5 letters. Any thoughts? Well, any crossword buffs among you will probably have got it already. Others probably need to see it written down. Or if you're like me, you need a cup of tea and a biscuit or two. Well, to put you out of your misery, the answer was stayed. Good person, a saint, ST for short, finds help, aid, and the whole meaning, sober demeanour, saint and aid, stayed. Easy, when you got the answer. Anyway, back to the story. I finished the crossword, drank my tea, and ate far too many biscuits, and that should have been that. But somehow I kept thinking about a good man, a saint. I suppose that's the obvious definition. If you asked anyone in the street what a saint was, the inevitable reply would be a good man, or if you were particularly lucky, a good woman. But somehow, there was something missing. He niggled, and it niggled. And so in the end, I got my phone out, and I looked it up. Saint, it said. Canonized person. Well, that's really an official good man, isn't it? The church has officially dubbed someone saintly. Second definition. One of the blessed dead or other member of the company of heaven. I wonder if that's all the dead or only good men who are dead. Anyway, it went on. God's chosen. That's a difficult one. Does that mean the good amongst the chosen, or does God only choose good people? I'm not sure where good comes in all of that. This one's familiar. The Christian church. Well, that's scary. That's me and you. I think we'd probably best move on. Person remarkably free from human weakness. Well, at least that isn't me. I'll leave you to decide if it's you. Last one. Hallowed. Sanctified. There's a lot of food for thought there, isn't there? I hadn't realised just what a complicated thing a saint was. How did you feel about that last definition? Sanctified and holy. Somehow that causes a bit of difficulty when you're thinking of people. A holy person sounds pious, holier than thou. It's an image that we mostly want to detach ourselves from. How many times have you heard someone say, I'm no do-gooder? That image of holiness is often portrayed as false, unpleasant, a little bit greasy, maybe. Something that we may not wish to associate ourselves with. And it's not just modesty which makes us shy away from being a saint. And yet, can there be a true sanctity? Can a genuine holiness be found in ordinary human life? We can't make ourselves holy, of that I'm sure. So where could that sanctity come from? Well, perhaps the answer can be seen in Paul's letter to the Ephesians that we heard earlier. I pray the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope of which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints. It isn't our work. It's through the mercy and generosity of God that we can be sanctified to show him and his love. We probably all met someone who has shown that sanctity, an honest, a true holiness, a Christ-likeness, a feeling of illumination, an openness and truthfulness in their lives. Not that they would think of themselves as saints or call themselves perfect. They are, as we are, human, with all the frailties of being human. But then, I don't believe that the big saints, those official good men and women, to use the dictionary definition, remarkably free from human weakness. Look at St. Peter. One of the biggest saints, if it's possible to have a league table of such things. He kept getting it wrong. He might have been braver than most when Jesus was arrested, but then he turned to jail and denied most forcibly ever knowing Christ. And then he quarreled with other early church leaders. He changed his mind on big issues. And yet he persevered through that weakness. And with God's blessing, finally was able to give himself up to be crucified to witness for Christ's sake. Being human, getting it wrong, but trying hard and starting again, allowing God to work with and through him. And it's the humanness of the saints, both those immortalized through centuries past, the stained glass saints, and those we know and meet each day, which for me makes it possible for them to help us. Their example of perseverance when only frail and human like us gives us the courage to follow their lead in allowing God's gifts to dwell in them, to triumph over that weakness, to lift their lives, to give them strength for God to be seen in them. Because each time we place ourselves in God's hands, each time we allow him to shine through us, each time we show forth his care and his warmth and his love, for those moments, we are sanctified by him. We are numbered with the saints. We are one with that great cloud of witnesses. So happy All Saints Sunday, everyone. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one Lord,
thanksgiving for the saints of God and for the love and mercy they have shown in the world, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, you have brought us together in communion and fellowship in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray especially today for Iglesia Anglicana in Chile. We hold before you their Archbishop Tito Zavala, and pray that he may lead your people courageously, care for them lovingly, teach them faithfully, and send them forth to be witnesses of the gospel in that land. Lord God, uphold all who suffer persecution for their allegiance to the faith of Christ, thinking especially of our brothers and sisters in China and Hong Kong. Give them the courage and patience to endure, and by their example may they win others to the service of him who suffered for all mankind, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for the joys of family life. Accept our praise and thanksgiving for the mother's union, for its witness in this parish, for its growth and development, for its fellowship of love and service. Bless the members of the Mother's Union throughout the world and strengthen them by your grace to do your will. Heavenly Father, you have given your Holy Spirit to the Church to lead us into all truth. We give you thanks and praise for our church wardens. Bless Melvin and Elaine with the Spirit's grace and presence. Keep them steadfast in faith, that they may manifest your glory and prepare the way of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Eternal God and Father, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, we pray for those entrusted with the responsibility and government of this land, especially our new Prime Minister. Endue him with the spirit of wisdom, that he may promote the well-being of the nation and further the cause of justice and peace in the world. God of all grace and lover of all people, we pray for peace and for an end to conflict, thinking especially of the people of Ukraine. We bring before you the many deep divisions of the world. Set in the hearts of all the world's leaders a spirit of reconciliation, and draw them together in understanding, so that they may seek the way of peace. Lord, in your mercy. In our own community, we pray for the residents of Cricklegate and for their friends and families. And with the nights drawing in, we pray also for the protection of children on our streets. Lord, in your mercy. Remember in mercy, Father, those who are passing through sickness, especially those known privately to us, as well as those who have asked for our prayers. Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, Roger Guy, Jean Bannister, Graham Webster, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, Lynn Perry. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend the souls of your faithful servants who have recently died. We ask you to welcome them into eternal fellowship with you, praying especially for those known to us, including Lucilla Kovrilia. May death be for them the gate to everlasting life. And we remember before you those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Mary Allen, Percy Taylor, Eileen Webster, Edna Hilton, Helen Graham, Alec Thompson. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, O God, for the saints of all ages, for those who in times of darkness kept the lamp of faith burning, for the great souls who saw visions of larger truths and dared to declare them, for the multitudes of quiet and gracious people whose presence has purified and sanctified the world. Grant that with the aid of their loving intercessions we may be delivered from present evils and be numbered with your saints in everlasting glory. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, through Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far off and those who were near. Peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you.
as the grain once scattered in the fields, and the grapes once dispersed on the hillside, are now united on this table in bread and wine. So, Lord, may your whole church soon be gathered together from the corners of the earth into your kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord is here.
His spirit is with us.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now we give you thanks, most gracious God, surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses and glorified in the assembly of your saints. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. We, your holy church, acclaim you in communion with angels and archangels and with all who serve you on earth and worship you now in heaven. We raise our voice to proclaim your glory, forever praising you and singing. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. Gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom. And with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. With saints and martyrs through the ages, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. I heard the voice of a great multitude crying, Alleluia! The Lord our God has entered into his kingdom. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord of heaven, in this Eucharist you have brought us near to the innumerable company of angels and to the spirits of the saints made perfect. As in this food of our earthly pilgrimage we have shared their fellowship, so may we come to share their joy in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we have broken your bread and received your life. By the power of your Spirit, keep us always in your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Give you joy in their fellowship and a share in their praises.
Amen.
May he strengthen you to follow them in the way of holiness and to come to the full radiance of glory.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love and remain with you always.
Amen.
Follow God's saints in the ways of holiness and truth. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.